Chapter 1 Jack woke up at the sharp sound of his alarm. For just a moment, he wondered if everything had been a dream. Had he really met monsters and traveled to another world? He didn't think it was possible, but he knew that it was true. He sat up in his bed and blinked his eyes to wake up. It was time for his morning paper route. He quickly dressed and then walked quietly into the kitchen. He knew that his parents were still sleeping. He munched on an apple as he stared out the window. The sun was just starting to rise. He thought about the monster he had met. Marty was a strange creature. He was also pretty smelly. But he didn't deserve to be locked up. Because Marty had let them into the monster world, he was in big trouble with the monster president. Jack knew that he had to help him. He just didn't know how. Marty had told him a story about his friend Bellion, who had gone missing. He was sneaking out into the human world each morning and taking a newspaper to look for news about his friend. When Jack caught him, he discovered the monster world. Marty asked Jack to help him find his friend, but now Jack had to figure out how to help Marty and find his friend, all while wondering how any of it could be real. As he rode off on his morning route, his mind was filled with all the colorful memories of his time in the monster world. Jack was just about to start his paper route with the first delivery when he heard the sound of whirring wheels just behind him. He was a little surprised, because he was used to being the only one out riding a bicycle so early in the morning. He stopped and looked back over his shoulder.
"Good morning, sunshine,"
Annabelle said as she coasted to a stop beside Jack. She was always saying silly things like that to him.
"Annabelle, what are you doing here?" Jack asked with surprise.
"I'm here to help you, silly. Did you think I was going to let you have all the fun?" she asked.
"I don't know," Jack frowned. "I don't even know if any monsters will show up. With Marty locked up, he might not be able to send one of his friends."
"Well, he said he would," Annabelle pointed out. "Hopefully he really will. It's the only way we can get back inside of the monster world and help Marty."
"Even if we do get in, how can we help?"
Jack shook his head. "I don't think the monster president is going to listen to us, when we are the reason Marty got in trouble."
"We have to try," Annabelle said firmly. "Even if we don't help Marty, we have to at least try."
"You're right," Jack agreed. "Let's get moving."